Perek Vav, we're up to Brisa Vav. We're up to Hamakir Es Makaymai, meaning you have to know where you sit. Okay, this is one of the 24 things that Torah is Nikna in. And the explanation of Hamakir Es Makaymai, something wrong? Forty-eight things. Okay, that with the 48 ways in which Torah is Nikna. And one of the crucial pieces is Hamakir Es Makaymai. Now it's interesting, let's see the Taich. It's interesting that this comes late in the game. It seems to be an elementary piece. It says, Yodeya, a person knows, Ki Gufay La'afar Toshuv, V'Nafshe L'Shamayim. A person should know, everybody knows intellectually, that his body has no eternity, it goes back to the earth. V'Nafshe L'Shamayim, the soul is eternal. What would you rather do? Eat, which helps the guf, or do mitzvahs, which helps the soul? So when you put it that way, it's a pretty easy question. And the fact is that we find these things difficult. I don't know. It seems to me that Hamakir Es Makaymai, if this is what it means, should be in the beginning of the 48 ways. It's a little hard to understand. This seems to be very, very elementary. Why are you sitting down to learn? Because you know your neshama is eternal and your body is not. It's a little hard. The simple understanding of Hamakir Es Makaymai is that a person should have a accurate view of who he is and what he's capable of. For example, if someone's going to learn Gemara and Rashi, and he'll say, this Rashi's ridiculous. I'm going to figure out a different pshat to the Gemara. So in his mind, he may be learning. But in fact, what he's doing is silly. Because if you have a difficulty with Rashi, you're entitled to see if the Rashba, the Ritva, someone else on that level learns the Gemara differently. For a person to take his own intellect and try to figure out a Gemara, which Rashi already explained one way, it's a machsarn in Hamakir Es Makaymai. It's a mistake in this midah, in the midah of knowing where a person is. The hardest aspect of kiruv, getting people into learning, generally, is this idea. Because in the world, when it comes to the sciences, our knowledge is far advanced over the knowledge of previous generations. So even if you see that the greatest thinkers of all of generations gone by held something, you know, Plato and Aristotle might have thought that the earth is the center of the universe, we know they were mistaken. But when we take Rashi, we don't say that about Rashi. Because when it comes to Rashi, it's a whole different story. It's not a question of physical knowledge, but a question of spiritual knowledge. So the Makir Es Makaymai, to be kind of Torah, which is well advanced in the order of the 48 Tvarim Shai Torah, Nikdas Behem would seem to be a different Makir Es Makaymai, different than Rav Elazar is saying. Would you agree? I mean, it seems to be that you have to know where you fit in the whole picture of what you're learning. So this is somewhat disturbing, because if I can't argue with Rashi, I can't argue with Chaim V'lozhiner. So what is the pshat in this? Yodeya ki gufa la'ofer toshuv v'nafshil shamayim kein lamino alavi la'gufa la'nefesh. It seems to be a difficulty, and I'm not sure. So I'm not sure how to resolve this unless what I'm saying and what Chaim V'lozhiner is saying comes down to the same thing. That a person who studies Torah has to know that when he's learning Torah, he's oyved es ha'nefesh. It's something spiritual. He's not studying the physical world. He's studying something spiritual. And as such, has a different, sort of a different spell on it, a different spin on it. But otherwise,
maybe
it's very
something
hard.
More elementary. Just know your place in life. And it comes right before the Asmech Bechelko. So maybe it's even more general than,
just know your place, know you where you are. My problem with that, I agree with it, but it seems to be the beginning of the order. It seems to come earlier than sleeping less or enjoying the world less. It seems to be so elementary that's what makes it hard. Truth is, even Sameach B'Chalkai. Sameach B'Chalkai, which is the next one, the idea of being happy with what you have is certainly elementary. It's certainly earlier in the order. And that's why he gives it an extra twist here. Let's see how he touches a Sameach B'Chalkai. If it's perfectly, then Hamakiris Mekaimai means you have to know the score sheet. You know, it's you have to know where you are. If you know where you are, so you know you're an Amayra and not a Tana. You're marking your place. You're an Amayra, you're not a Tana. That's exactly what it means.
But does that do anything to discourage creative thinking to try to come up with your own chidushim?
Your creative thinking has to be within the bounds of the rules. If it's outside the bounds of the rules, then it's not. It's like somebody who goes to work with dynamite, and he's going to be creative. You're creative. You're not going to use the rules. It's going to be hard. Within the rules, you could do things, but without the rules, you can't just take something and do it without rules. So within the rules, a person could do it. If the rules. Where the rules come from is a separate discussion, but once we have certain rules, so we follow it. Namayra doesn't argue with the Tana.
One can make the argument that it's in the right spot because if it was up front and then you did all these other things, you might think you don't have to do it. If you've done all those other things, then still remember that you might.
That's a good point. After you've succeeded in 20 of the Madregas, you still have to be a Makaris Makaima. It's very nice that it would be in the spot, if Hamakaris Makaima means, like I was saying, it would be very appropriate.
Can you say this is a list that goes in order, or?
I think we usually understand it that way, although it's not always easy to see it, but. I don't know if you have to finish it, but each one is a new challenge. Generally, I think it goes in the order of Chashiv, it's like the steps on a ladder. But the truth is, every human being has to be Makaris Makaimai. You know, someone's a great basketball player, and he says, "Wow, I'm going to go, play for the White Sox." So he flopped, didn't he? He flopped, right? But they drew plenty of big attendance when he went, so it was worth it. But he wasn't Makaris Makaimai. He thought, if he's a good basketball player, he's going to be a good baseball player too. And one thing that you have to be Makaris Makaimai, you have to know where you are. And I don't know why, but years ago I had read about a certain pitcher, an anecdote, and it made a roshim on me in Lagavi Learning, that a certain pitcher for the Twins, who I liked as a kid growing up, he was a star pitcher. I doubt he made the Hall of Fame just because he pitched for the Twins. And the Twins, you know, was like Rod Carew, the best ball player ever, but he played for the Twins, so he had no chance. So they had a pitcher, Jim Cott. Remember Jim Cott? So Jim Cott was a fastball pitcher. So he said that the certain pitching coach made him great because he was working on his curveball when he came up. And the coach told him, "Why are you working so hard on your curveball? It's not going to make you a star. Your fastball is going to make you a star. Work on your strengths." And that lesson, I don't remember when I read it, it's a long time ago, but the lesson that you got to work on your strengths, it's a very important thing. I mean, a person, you got to have a curveball too, but a person should work on his strengths. What you're good at, perfect. And if everything else you're adequate, and what you're good at, you perfect, you'll do well. But, that's sort of a Makaris Makaima, it's sort of a part of it. Okay, anyway, Hasameach B'Chelkai, of course, is a elementary piece of Ezeo Asher Hasameach B'Chelkai. Then he Otzlahashir, he's not making himself stressed out in order to become wealthy. But he explains, what does that have to do with learning? Gam einoi heilach b'gedailois b'limudai. Raklaimid ma'at ma'at atshubaki ben. He doesn't try to conquer all the Torah and to suddenly jump in his learning. He goes step by step. If he tries to grab too much, then he's going to lose everything. And therefore, Hasameach B'Chelkai, it's funny because in learning we tell people, don't be Sameach B'Chelkai, try to do better. But it has to be step by step. It can't be that you look at someone else who's doing much better than you and you try to jump the levels.
That's
too fast to move. If you grab too much, you don't grab. your own ground. You have a story with the monkey. I haven't told in a long time, but the monkey trap. They have monkey traps. How do you catch a monkey? So I used to read all these interesting books. The way you catch a monkey in the wild is they have a box which is anchored to the ground, and they have bananas in it, or whatever monkeys like. That's not necessarily bananas. And the box has a hole that the monkey can get his hand into. But once he grabs the banana, he makes a fist that doesn't fit out. And then they catch the monkey. The monkey will not let go of the bananas to escape. If he lets go of the bananas, he can get his hand out, then run for the mountain, run for the hills, right? But the monkey is going to hold on to the bananas. He's not going to let go of it. He's going to keep on trying to pull his hand out, and then they're going to capture him. So I think very often it's that way, you know, like tafasta maruba, like tafasta. People try to grab so much that they drop everything, that they, you know, they can't, you know, like the kid who's trying to pick up all the peklach and it's just raining out of his arms as he lifts them up. It's hard. Veina masik tova la'atzmai, he doesn't consider himself, deserving of extra praise. What's probably mudai? Rechayshiv zeh shemegunu mechadish hakoel matnas Hashem hu. He recognizes that it's a gift from God. V'rei loiv dekol hayamim ki gam alalov. And it's right to serve God because God has given him the kindness of being able to learn, and then you thank God for being able to learn and understanding the learning. And for that, Kadosh Baruch Hu, certainly in spiritual things, we have nothing. Ohuv. A person has to appreciate that God has love for him. And we said that then, that a person who feels love reciprocates with love. That's a healthy
new year. He has to make himself lovable.
We mentioned that. Then. He has to make himself lovable. A person has to appreciate, actually it says he has to love rebuke. First of all, to listen to Techacha and to give Techacha properly. Really, in the ideal world, people correct each other. And if you have a community where people are correcting each other in a constructive way, then the whole community gains. It's very hard to do that. If you have in a house where at least a husband and wife are correcting each other and taking it well, then they both gain. Or at least if you have a place where the husband appreciates where the wife corrects him. What?
One way street.
Which way?
Which way?
But the husband appreciates it. It's, okay. So, but it's a wonderful thing to be. Mekabel Techacha is a wonderful thing. I like to quote, I don't know if Rapam said it, but they said, it was said that Rapam had said, he was once involved in a controversy, and that he asked somebody, what are they saying about me? He said, Rebbe, why do you care? He says, well, if they're being critical of me, they're probably already picking on something that I need to improve. So, what are they saying? So the attitude is an interesting one. Umisrachim min hakavai, k'may shebiyanu le'el, ha'tay v'chesi defuni, ani barachti mehem v'hem ridefuni. So we've spoken about this numerous times. You run away from covet, it chases after you. Why the chasing after you is important, I don't know. The chiddush here is that it's a kinyan Torah. Till now we know that being merachek min hakavod is a kinyan in midas taivas, but in Torah as well, and it's really a simple pshat in it. If you're worried about kavod, you won't be maida to the emes. When you argue with your chavrusa, when you argue with your rebbe, when you argue with the Talmud, you're not going to want to admit the truth if your kavod is what counts. It's not always easy to be able to back down from something you've said. I used to spend summers in Monroe, so the Satmar Rebbe's yard site was in the summer, so the Chassidim have a custom to tell stories. So one story they told is that he once got up to speak at a Pidyon HaBen, and he cleared a shaila if Avram did a Pidyon HaBen when Yishmael was born. Anyway, he was wondering. The Sama Rebbe didn't speak Chassidish Torah. He spoke real Torah, you know, Halacha Torah. So he said he cleared a shayla if Avram did a Pinyan HaBen when Yishmael was born. No. So they said a tailor called out. He said, but it says that the Kohuna went from Shem to Avram. Avram became the Kayin. So Sama Rebbe said, "You're right." And he sat down. That was the end of his drasha. So they were praising him of that. Now, what makes me remember it is the Rav Bruce was there, the Rav of Rosh Yeshivas and Nesa Talmud. So afterwards, he sits down with me, he says, if Avram wouldn't have been a Kayin, what was the Satmar Rebbe Shtickle Torah going to be about? Like, what was his clair if he did Bina Ben Meirah? Very interesting. He kept all Torah before his year. So he had a nice Shtickle Torah about it, which I once made into a Navi Shia years ago, an opinion I bench here. But anyway, Misraimin HaKavid means you're willing to sit down and say I'm wrong. If someday someone disproves me, I'll do the same thing. Prince of Balgaiva, the Torah is like water, it goes to a lower point. He was a man who practiced humility. And when he misbehaved, so he lost from it. There's a fascinating story here from the Yerushalmi. It's funny. It's funny I never heard it, but the story is usually you hear. He brings here an interesting story. I'll read it to you. It says, Maisa Shabo Anshi Simunya. It's a Rebbe, Sheitin Lahem Rav. The people from the community came to Rebbe. He said, we have a search committee. We need a rabbi. Appoint a rabbi. Shalach Lahem Es Levi. Levi Bar Sisi. He sent them Levi. Said, Levi, a perfect rabbi for you. Asulai Bima Gedayla Vishila. Said, they made a big stage. And they sat him up on the stage. And he was going to answer, Levi was going to answer all the shaylos. So Shalus, they started asking him Shailas. So the first Shaila asked him, Shalman who gidemis ba mehichaletzas, a chalitza Shaila, lo yeshivim, he didn't have an answer. Rekroka gadam adima, another Shaila do a chalitza, he didn't know. Shalai bagoda, if he has no halacha, he asked him, I got that this, lo yeshivim, he didn't have an answer. Bo wait till Rebbe, he said, he went to Rebbe, he said, which rabbi did you send us? He doesn't know any answer to anything. He doesn't know any answers. Amaluhu, bechayechon, Rebbe says, this doesn't make sense. I swear, I sent you a Rav who can answer Shaila just like I can. Levi is as good as me. What's going on? Sholach Rebbe, Yachar Levi. So he goes, says, why can't you answer any Shailas? Mishalai, he asked Shailas. So he said, Rebbe, ask Levi all the Shailas they asked him. But on the while called, he was able to answer all of them. Amalei Rebbe, Lamalei Yishavta Beis Shalom. So what happened? Like he got stage fright. What happened when they asked you the shaylas? Amar lai, asul li bima gadayla, vayshivu oisi aleha, v'gava ruchi alai. I deser the shati malei dala shiva. You took me, you put me up on a stage, you made me into a big shat. So when I was there, I taka couldn't answer. Call of Rebbe, im navalta bis nasev im zimas yad lepeh. Anyway, he says, you know, you put me up on stage, you put me in there, so with Gaiva, I couldn't answer a thing. He's standing in front of Rebbe, you know, it's easier to answer. That's a beautiful piece of Musa, no? Rebbe says, he's like me. When they put him up on the stage, you know, couldn't answer anything. So there's some Musa in there. That's only for the Bali Gaivas, it has nothing to do with us, right?